You are listening to Day 1 of Divine Arsenal, a 7-day journey through 2 Corinthians 10, 4, and 5, King James Version. I'm Marcus, and today we start with the hardest truth. The war is already happening, whether you acknowledge it or not. The Apostle Paul wrote these words from inside a battle. His own church was turning on him. Critics were judging his appearance, questioning his authority, comparing him to flashier men. And rather than fight back the way you'd expect, with arguments, with politics, with self-promotion, Paul does something that stops you cold. He says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." He doesn't deny there's a war. He redefines what kind of war it is. The battlefield isn't out there. It's not your circumstances. It's not the person who wronged you. It's not your finances or your diagnosis or your broken relationship. The primary battlefield, the one that determines everything else, is your mind, your thought life, the interior world you carry around every single day. And strongholds, this word that Paul uses, in the Greek, it means a fortified military position, a place that's been occupied and reinforced. When a lie gets believed long enough, it stops feeling like a lie. It starts feeling like just the way things are. That's a stronghold. Fear that God won't provide, that's a stronghold. The belief that you're too far gone, that's a stronghold. The endless loop of shame over something God already forgave, that's a stronghold. Here is what I want you to do today. Not tomorrow, today. Sit down, even for 5 minutes, and honestly name the thoughts that keep coming back. The ones that steal your peace. The ones that make obedience feel impossible. Don't argue with them yet. Don't fight them yet. Just name them. Bring them into the light before God. Because you cannot pull down what you haven't identified, and God cannot heal what you won't show him. Pray this with me. Lord, expose the battlefield of my mind. Reveal every place where I've been living according to the flesh instead of your truth. I choose today to stop fighting with my own strength and start fighting with yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Journal prompt for today. What recurring thought or pattern has been stealing your peace? What is the scripture that directly contradicts it? Write both down. The war begins with recognition, and recognition is already victory in the making. This is Day 1 of Divine Arsenal. I'm Marcus. Keep going.